Good morning, everyone. Today is Friday, the 24th of March. I hope you're ready to have a good weekend. You know, there's a big contrast between those who are understanding their own depravity and their own reliance upon God and those who are not. Psalm 10 says, "Why standest thou far off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in trouble? The wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined." I thought of that. When I read that, I was thinking about Haman and Mordecai. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. He imagined this hangman for Mordecai, but he ended up getting hung on it himself, didn't he? "For the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesseth the covetousness whom the Lord abhorreth." How often do we see that in the political arena, where you got people exalting other people and blessing those who are coveting other people? A lot of that going on right now. "The wicked through the pride of his countenance will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts." Nebuchadnezzar had that same idea. "Look at all the things I have done." But he was brought down. "His ways are always grievous. Thy judgments are far above out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he puffeth at them." That sounds a lot like Donald Trump. "For all his enemies, he puffeth at them." Sounds a lot like Joe Biden, too, doesn't it? "He has said in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity." Someone very close to me said that one time. "I've never been destitute." Well, I'll never say that I've never been destitute. I certainly have been destitute in spiritual matters before. "I shall never be in adversity," that's what they said. Well, God can bring them down in a heartbeat. "His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity." You ever met someone like that? Cursing, deceit, and fraud. Have you ever had someone lie to you? I have. I recently asked someone if they'd ever been married, and they said they'd never been married. And then about 3 months later, I heard them on a broadcast talking about their wife. Well, weren't they married to that wife? "Mouth is full of cursing, deceit, and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. He sitteth in the lurking places of the villages. In the secret places doth he murder the innocent. His eyes are privately set against the poor." Remember when Bill Clinton had a list? They said he had a list of all, they had a list of all the people that came up being murdered that were close to Clinton's, the Clintons. "Sitting in lurking places of the villages." You know, remember when they said it takes a village to raise a child? In the secret place doth he murder the innocent. His eyes are privately set against the poor. He lieth in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lieth to catch the poor. He doth catch the poor when he draweth him into his net. Sounds like our federal government, doesn't it? He croucheth and humbleth himself that the poor may fall by his strong ones. He hath said in his heart, God hath forgotten. He hideth his face. He will never see it. That's what Adam said in the cool of the garden. He thought he was hiding himself from the face of God. You can't hide from God. O rise, O Lord, O God, lift up thine hand, forget not the humble. Wherefore doth the wicked condemn God? He that saith in his heart, thou wilt not require it. Thou hast seen it, thou beholdest mischief and spite. To requite it with thy hand, the poor committeth himself unto thee, thou art the helper of the fatherless. You know, that's one of the good things about being predestinated unto adoption. We're not fatherless. We have a heavenly Father that we can cry out, Abba, Father. Thou art the helper of the fatherless. Break thou the arm of the wicked and the evil man. Seek out his wickedness till thou find none. The Lord is king forever and ever. The heathen are perished out of his land. Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their heart. Thou wilt cause thine ear to hear, to judge the fatherless and the oppressed, that the man of earth may no more oppress. There's coming a day when all oppression will be over with for the child of God, for the children of God. I'm looking forward to that day. I'm going to turn this over to Mark and have him read this chapter, 10, the Psalms, and as he reads it, what I'd like you to do is think about the contrast between the haughty and the humble.
Psalms chapter 10. Why standest thou far, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in time of trouble? The wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor, let them be taken the advice that they have imagined. The wicked boasteth of his harsh desire, and blesseth the covenants which the Lord abhorreth. The wicked through the pride of his countenance will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. His ways are always grievous, thy judgments are far above, out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he puffeth at them. He has said in his heart, I shall not be moved, but shall never be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing, deceit, and fraud. Under his tongue is vanity. He sitteth in the lurking place of the villages, in the secret places doth he murder the innocent. His eyes are privily set against the poor. He lieth in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lieth in wait to catch the poor. He has catched the poor when he draweth into his net. He crouched and humbled himself. The poor may fall by the strong ones. He has said in his heart, God hath forgotten. He hideth his face. He will never see it. Arise, O Lord, O God, lift up thine hand. Forget not the humble. Wherefore doth the wicked condemn God? He has said in his heart, thou wilt not require it. Thou hast seen it, for thou beholdest mischief and spite. Require it with thy hand. The poor committeth himself unto thee. Thou art the help of the fatherless. Break thou the arm of the wicked and the evil man. Seek out his wickedness till thou find none. The Lord is a king forever. The heathen are perished out of his land. Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. That will prepare their heart. That will cause thy ear to hear. To judge the fatherless and oppress. The man of the earth may no more oppress.
Thank you, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of these days, these haughty political gurus are going to be brought to the dust. The good Lord be with you today is my prayer. God bless.